Hello and welcome to A Sociopath and an Empath.
Hello.
This is gonna be episode one. We are just starting on this.
I'm Emily.
And just as a precursor, we just wanna let you guys know we're not professionals or anything like that.
Not at all.
We're pretty new at this whole thing, so we're gonna give it our best shot. We thought it might be an interesting topic just for people to learn more about these mental health diseases and personality disorders.
It's a disease.
Well, it's a personality disorder.
Right.
Sociopathy
It's not contagious.
But sociopathy is antisocial personality disorder, which is ASPD. And it's literally defined as the lack of empathy and remorse in a person. Sociopaths have consciences, they just don't really care. And that's what makes them different from the other types of subclasses of this, like psychopaths, which is something we could get into at a later date. So today we're going to talk about Christmas, holidays, and
what that does for an empath and a sociopath.
Yeah, and then also the benefits of being a sociopath or an empath.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's the first thing?
For Christmas.
Christmas?
Yes.
The time of giving and cheer and love.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You know, if there was no cheer and love, do you think your parents would have had you?
Well, if they're still fucking, then yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the cheer and the love like goes a long way, especially with Christmas. Just you're just giving, you know, forgiveness also, and just righting your wrongs. Like, it's just time of giving. That's just all it is, and that's. That's so positive in so many ways. I think it really helps the world. But
I just think it's based off of a stupid idea. Sorry if anyone's religious, but I don't, I like to think about things logically. The whole idea of giving and loving and feelings and all that stuff is, just a little bit. It just makes me feel like people are very weak to require that. That's how I see it, so I hate having to pretend to, be those things and do those things, but I'm more than capable of putting on a face and pretending that.
See, and I can see how that can be, hard for, a sociopath. And, for an empath, it's kind of like you feel like you're giving so much of yourself, and you just get broken down by other people, but you wanna keep it going because you know that if you keep throwing a positivity energy out there, you're gonna either get it back in some way, or people are gonna see wow, they're a really good person, maybe I should be like them.
Doesn't it get exhausting though? What's the point? I just don't get what the point of that is. You could just look out for yourself and be completely fine.
But I feel someone, even a little bit, would be it's gonna help me in some way. I mean, for you, it would be more manipulating. Okay, if I do this, maybe I'll get something.
I mean, I like that people give me things, but they expect things in return when they get them for you, so it defeats the whole purpose.
That's what I don't like about Christmas, is that you, you feel
well,
like
I don't
you
like
have
that
to.
Either. For different reasons, we both don't like that, but I'm glad we can agree on that.
But I feel like you should give, if you give one person a gift, you should give everybody a gift, and it should be all the same.
What if you're broke as fuck?
Then go make
you're
more money.
Oh, man, that's
Go make more money and make it even for everybody. You know what I mean? Because it's
just
fair.
Get
it's
stuff
not
for
it's,
yourself.
It, isn't it
you
logical?
You get all these little things for everyone else to try and make
but
them
wait,
happy.
Wait. But wouldn't it make it more logical if everything was the same?
Okay, but why do that when you could spend all that money on yourself instead? Like, what's the point? What's the benefit out of doing that for
people? You're showing that you love someone there and that you're...
But what do you get out of that?
Everything. You get companionship. May I say that... you might not get that, but if you were to think it in, like, your level, you couldn't get companionship by giving a gift. Like, for example, like, our coworker, he gave me, even though the lotion was used, because he's been using for, like, a year for, like, his hands, nothing else, at least from my knowledge. I mean, there's still some in there, but he's like, oh, you can have it. I'm going to buy more anyway. I was like, that was very
take
nice.
Take my used lotion. Yes.
But, like, that's nice. He didn't have to do that. He could have used it.
He gave you used lotion.
But my hands were cracked, and that was helpful. You see how the world goes on, and it goes on.
I'd be like, thanks for the used lotion, buddy. I hope you at least put it to good use.
My God.
Sorry, this is not PG-13. This is R-rated material. I think I put the age restriction thing on.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I can't control my swearing, I'm sorry.
I mean, again, like, I was happy about it. It's funny because I started noticing that you were a sociopath early on in our friendship, and not only on top of that, I like also still notice it when I'll be like, "Can you grab me like a McChicken?" I'm not over there. I'm by the gas station. Unless you want something that I'm already here for, then yeah, and I'll be like, holy shit, like, if you ask me, can you go buy Taco Bell, go out of your way, and it's a little bit of weight, I'd be like, okay, whatever.
Okay, now, though, you're like, well, you don't do anything, so why would I do that, blah, blah, blah. So, just fuck it all, we can both just say fuck each other and not get each other anything. Because, you know, that's how I started, and I was completely fine with that, okay? I liked that I got stuff out of it sometimes, but now I don't, but, like, it's fine. Let's just not fucking do that for each other. Yeah, no food. Sorry, but you're gonna have to live without your goddamn pizza at work for a few days.
For a few days?
Forever.
I love pizza. But anyway, this is going off topic. We're going a little bit into our friendship. But no, I feel like with Christmas, it should be about giving. Why do I feel obligated? Because I feel like there's not enough good in the world. You know what I mean?
So you feel obligated to get people things because of that?
Yeah, to make them have a smile on their day and make them feel special about themselves.
Only going to be temporary.
It could stay with them for a couple years. It depends. It really does.
What? For a couple years?
Okay, for example, like, if you were abused, and then person did one thing, they held the door for you, they gave you a stuffed animal, and it was, like, something from the dollar store, but it was something that made you happy in that dark time or whatever, that would make you happy. You would have that moment for the rest of your life. And empaths, like, they just feel like, you know, I'm not saying empaths are superheroes, but I'm saying that empaths, like, we try to help people out as best as we can. A lot of us actually get broken down to the point where we have even more toxic people come in our life and destroy us.
Well, to take advantage of that, because it's obvious when someone's, like, doing that stupid shit. Like, it's just obvious. It's too easy to take advantage of that. Like, someone wants to just, like, give you all this shit. Like, just, it's so hard not to just take it and run, you know? Because why not? You're not losing anything. You're just gaining shit, so.
But you're gonna lose respect for people.
From people?
Unless you're manipulative at the same time.
You have to be, yeah. You have to be successfully manipulative. Get what you want.
See, like, I don't know if I could use someone and just let them go. Like even for people that I've, like, slept with, I feel bad when I'm like, okay, we're not gonna see each other anymore.
See, as long as they have no leverage against me, then I don't care. If I get what I get out of it, what I need out of it, and that's it. and then bye Felicia.
See, I wish I could do that, but I can't. I like when I have sex with someone, I have to have that emotional connection. If I don't have that, it's not good for me.
Right, and I'm the opposite. I don't need that at all. Like, I just need my desires satisfied, basically, and then it doesn't matter.
So quick question. If sex robots become a thing, would you rather fuck a sex robot than, like, a person?
It'd be easier. Less drama. I mean, it's kind of pathetic, though. Yeah. Like, I would need to still have the validation that I could get a guy.
It talks to you.
Yeah, that's not real.
How do you know?
Like, I need the validation of a real person. You need the whole chase of getting someone to sleep with you.
A robot could be mean. Be like, I'm not sleeping with you.
They play hard to get. Hard to get robots.
Well, isn't that one robot that's like a citizen now? I forgot her name.
Okay, this is, like, so random.
I'm sorry. It went random. Let's go back to Christmas.
Yeah, we went from Christmas to sex robots. Somehow.
This happens in the podcast. All right. Do you feel obligated to give gifts for Christmas as a sociopath?
No. Like, I kind of feel like I should get something for... I only feel obligated if someone gets me something, which is why I hate when people buy me things, because I don't know what people like. I don't care to find out what people like, to get them things that they'll like, so I'll probably just go to the store and pick the first fucking thing that I see. Like, oh, I would like this.
Laundry detergent.
Right. Oh, yeah, there you go. See, I could either get something that I like and then just hope they like it too, or get some household items, but then I have to literally go out of my way to fucking go do that, and it's gonna piss me off so much. And, like, it sounds very pessimistic being the way that I am. I'm very depressing, apparently, but, like, this is real. It's, like, called realist realism, okay? Let me just drop this knowledge on you right quick.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, not the mic, the knowledge.
The knowledge.
Boom.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so that's the only way I'd feel obligated, but it would really make me feel angry. I would rather just nobody buy anything for each other. Just fucking have, like, your family loves you, okay? Great, your family loves you, we don't need to all get together and eat food and fuck around, like, for this shit to be proved. I don't know, I don't like any holidays. Any family gathering type stuff where you're forced to put on a face where you don't really care about anything. It's just too exhausting. So that's my take on holidays.
Sounds very depressing.
It's just boring.
Like, is this like an empty canvas?
Yeah, it's just boring, pretty much. That's why we're risk takers. That's why we do crazy shit sometimes, because it's all boring.
That's so... See, like, for an empath, like, when it comes down to Christmas, it's like, okay, let me see, like, my aunt, let me see my uncle, let me see people that I loved in the past, or still love for, because I still care about them. Even though things, like, ended on bad terms, or whatever happened, I still care about them, because they're a person, and we have, like, energy towards each other. Like, that's just, like, how I feel. I wish people were more empathetic, because I feel like the world would be in such a good balance. I feel like people care about them so much. Like, everybody... I feel like everybody be in a relationship with each other. You know what I mean?
A giant orgy.
That's not what I meant! We are getting way off topic of Christmas!
The holy holiday became an orgy day. Oh my god.
Presents for everybody. Everybody's giving birth in the
Hey, an orgasm could be the best present of your Christmas.
Or having a kid.
That's a fuck no. No, backtrack. All right.
See, but you're investing in the future when
you
have
a
child.
Oh my god, we're not getting into kids right now at all.
Anyway,
not even opening
all right. So yeah, I mean, empaths, like, I just feel like they should the benefits of being an empath is that I feel like I'm better than I am such a holy person. I feel like I'm better than a lot of people.
Holy? Like religious?
No, like I feel like I'm the light. I feel like when I walk into a room, I make that person happy. I am helping them.
And that makes you happy, and that's why you do it?
That's not why I do it, but it helps. If I feel like I can't do it for my own, I'll be like, well, this is where it gets in, like, Jesus kind of crap. Okay. Where it says, like, what would God do? God would give it all. And so then I feel like I should be that light. Like, a lot of empaths are seen as, like, balls of light. Solars of energy.
So what am I? I feel like I'm not a ball of light.
I feel like you're, like, a blank canvas. Or, like,
Goals.
Or, you're, like, just, like... You're just, like... You don't have any energy. Other than, like, what's gonna benefit you in general.
Yeah.
It sounds... Like, I have a quick question. What do you see? Do you see a sociopath as more, like, superior compared to an empath?
Yeah.
They're kind of similar, because
they're doing... Well, I don't like other people who are, like, sociopathic.
Oh, really?
I don't. Like, obviously, like...
I didn't know that. All right, so... So what I see from a sociopath standpoint as an empath is that if you're getting something for Christmas, cool beans, but I don't really care about anything else, and about giving people that, because they should just be okay if that I'm just a person just trying to live a life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But if people act like you, there wouldn't be any holidays. People wouldn't open doors anymore.
That's why I don't think there should be holidays.
People wouldn't be nurses. They'd be like, oh, that person died.
No, they'd be nurses, because I still have a career where I'd be helping people. You just don't do it for that reason. You do it for the money, for the fame, for the power. You just do it for different reasons, but it doesn't mean it would cease to exist.
You know, you just open up a door that I have to, like, now, like, push open. Like, just slam it open.
Push that door, then. Push it, girl.
Pushing it.
Push it.
All right, here we go. There's two people. There's Bob, and there's Joni. Okay?
Joni, okay.
You know, that's the first fucking name that came in my head. Don't all fucking right. Judge me. Bob is going to die from a gang. Would you save him from a gang? And you have 100% guarantee you can take all of that gang, all the gang members. Okay? You can put them in jail, lock them up. Peace! You got a plaque and everything that says Aria won it all. She did it. She's the best cop in, you know, history. I don't fucking know. Then you have Joni. Or Joyce, whatever name I just gave her. And she just has a robber coming into her house. He's gonna rape her, he's gonna kill her. Which one would you pick? Saving someone that's going to get emotional trauma? Or saving this person that's probably gonna just die?
Well, he said he's gonna fucking die anyway.
Right.
I would save the dude that gets me further. So, like, because all I see in that situation is that this guy's getting me all these commendations and awards and getting my name out there. I don't give a fuck what happens to either of them. I'm just focusing on what's going to happen to me based on my decision. And that sounds bad, but, like, think how successful you could be with that mindset. What?
I just, like, I hear this, and I just, like, this is where I get cringy. My stomach just turns. But, like, for me, I'm like, that poor woman is gonna live with PTSD for the rest of her life.
So many people have PTSD.
Like, literally for the rest of her life. And then, yeah, there's this gang, but yeah, this is gang that's gonna kill this fucking dude. But really, like, I'd be like, dude, like, if I could save one person... And they're gonna have so much emotional I mean, yes, in a, yes, you would say the per, you, you like it's kind of like save a life or save a mindset. But in my head, like, if I sell those odds, I'd be like, I'm not fucking taking that risk. I'm gonna either die, and then I'm gonna be that one less good person in this life compared to, like, basically saving somebody from getting raped. But now I see. You would definitely choose the higher scale and the risk taking, just like you said. So it is, like, a sociopathic thing to take bigger risks that way.
Well, yeah, things do get boring, but like I said, it's all about me, myself, and I, basically.
Me, myself, so, and I.
Yeah, that song. So,
alright. So, next time we will meet again for New Year's.
Yeah, maybe we'll have stuff to talk about regarding that instead of Christmas, because New Year's isn't a horrible holiday.
Really?
It's all about drinking. How is that horrible?
I read that somewhere that sociopaths really like drinking.
See, this is the knowledge I get dropped on me every day. no, okay. But, yeah, give us some feedback on how you thought this episode went.
I think it went pretty well.
I think it went good for, like, a first episode. We're a little bit disorganized.
A little.
But, like, and remember, we're not professionals on this stuff. We've just researched things a lot and read a lot of books on it.
And we're just going after, like, well, what we know that we are, like...
Right, it's personal experience.
Yes.
So, like, don't take
we
anything wrong.
We are not doctors
wrong.
In any way.
No. Fuck doctors. You're all probably smarter than those motherfuckers anyway. But yeah, so give us some feedback, constructive criticism, compliments, anything like that is much appreciated. And
till next time.
Yep, till next time.